The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Thursday, we check in for a few minutes with our Lieutenant Governor, Pamela Evatt. She's on our guest line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So a busy week as we have watched the DNC. It's quite a different type of convention, isn't it?
It really is. I really have a hard time tuning into that for all too long. I mean, doesn't it boil everybody's blood, just the lies and oh my goodness, it's tough.
Yeah,
Joey.
It's tough.
The Republican convention's soon.
Yes, and I hope that they're watching and that they're learning from some of the mistakes that I think the Democrats have made. Look, we know it's tough. Things are different. Typically at this time, you'd be watching the thousands and thousands of people in an arena who are enthusiastic about their candidate, balloons and signs and the whole thing. And now you're watching an attempt at doing one virtually. And it's just not the same. It's just not the same atmosphere. We're going to experience that next week too, but I just hope that the RNC are taking notes and they're going to do a little better job of pulling this off.
I think so, and I think so much of it isn't just the optics, Joey. It's the message, right? Their message is not one of policy or hope. You know, their message is really just to target our president, and that's not a message. And I think we have a message. We have such an amazing resume of what our president and the administration has accomplished in these 3 years. I know I'm very proud of it. I talk about it all the time. I know you are too. So I think let's tell people what we have done, what we're going to do, why we're passionate about that, and how we're lifting everyone. And, you know, when you have economic prosperity, like we saw when unemployment was so low, you are reaching out to everybody, every corner of our state and country to get them engaged and thriving.
The thing that has just literally driven me insane almost. I mean, my blood just boils when you have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and all these speakers stand there and blame Donald Trump on the effects of COVID. And I'm thinking, what would you have done different? What would Hillary Clinton, if Hillary Clinton was president right now, how would she have responded differently to this pandemic?
You're absolutely right, Joey. I don't know what they think they could have done better. And, you know, isn't it always great to play coulda, woulda, shoulda,
yep,
you know, and have that hindsight to say, oh, well, if I was there then, this is what I would have done. I mean, everybody could win the game that way. But I think our president, I mean, what they don't want to talk about is how they all came at him when he closed our borders to China. Right. And he said, nobody's coming in. And they were all over him on the media, and the media trounced on him and said, you know, he's xenophobic and he's a racist and he's targeting people. And it turned out to be the exact right call, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, he's done great things in unprecedented times.
Yep.
Do I think he wish he could have come back and done something maybe different? Of course, we all do that in any decision we make. But I think by and large, he did a great job for us.
Well, and look, when we get through this, I certainly want him sitting at the helm to get our economy going again. He did it once. We had a record. You know, that was the other thing. Several of them have spoken on the record unemployment that we're experiencing right now, and it is hard. It's hard for anybody who needs a job and doesn't have a job. But again, it gets back to what would you do differently? How could you have prevented this? You know, prior to this, to the pandemic, we were experiencing record low. Everybody who wanted a job had a job, in all demographics. And he can do it again, given the chance.
You're absolutely right, Joey. I mean, unemployment was at an all-time low. South Carolina was having the lowest unemployment in the country. You know, we were looking at stock market records that we have never hit before.
Yeah.
Companies that have gone overseas were coming back to the U.S. People were having, wages go up. I mean, wages, you don't have to set a minimum wage, because when the market is good, I know this as a business owner, and I know every other business owner listening knows this. You know, if you were offering $10 an hour for a job, but the guy down the street's at $10.50, and the guy down the street a little bit further is at $11.50, we're all going up to $12, right? Because we're all competing for the same people.
Yeah.
You don't need the government to do that when you have a vibrant economy, and that's what this president understands, and that's what he's good at.
Yep.
Getting people excited about American jobs.
Yep. All right, let's talk for a minute. Of course, last night, Kamala Harris accepted her party's nomination for vice president. This week, and I saw an event where you were on the steps of the State House celebrating the centennial of women's suffrage. Talk for a minute as an elected female, and when you hear Kamala Harris, I guess there's some pride in the fact that we do have a woman who is on the ticket. But talk with us for a minute. Do you think that having a female on the ticket helps the Biden ticket?
You know, I think I said this because I was asked this a lot in the 2016 election, because I sat on a lot of boards. I was part of the WPO, and women would say, well, you know, we need a woman president. And I said, we need the right woman president, right? We need women to not just be celebrated because they're a woman, but because of their accomplishments and what they've done, right? We should all be happy that women can go anywhere and be anything that they want, and they really can. And I think that's why I was so happy to host the suffrage event. And I was so happy to have my daughter there, Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 24. I'm so proud of what she's done. But that's our future. We had the Girl Scouts of America there. That's our future. We need to let those girls know that, you know, we're working hard for them. They need to keep working hard. And we need to make sure that they know there is no mountain too big. There's no dream too big for them to dream. And they keep going. We should be proud. We have to know our history. I know you're a huge history buff, just as the governor is. You have to know where you came from,
yeah,
to understand how far you've gone. And it's so important that kids see this, our younger generation, so that they can be proud in 20 and 30 years to see how far they've now taken things. You know, we're not perfect, but we are the best place in the world to live. That's for sure.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, always good to talk to you. Hope you have a wonderful day and look forward to it. This time next week, we'll be in the middle of the RNC, and we'll be awaiting our president's speech. So still not quite sure where that's going to be yet, but it's going to be an exciting week.
Well, that I'll be tuned in for the whole time. It won't be painful at all to watch.
There you go. Have a great Thursday. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Joey.